Okay, first of all, today is a very significant day in the calendar. It's Yud Aleph Adar. Yud Aleph Adar is really the beginning of Purim. It's the first Mishnah Masechta Megillah, and Megillah Nikreis, B'Yud Aleph, B'Yud Beis, B'Yud Gimel, B'Yud Aleph, Tezvav, and Tezvav. So today is the beginning of Purim, when Purim Maker Adin, the Megillah can be read. And Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Maker Adin, we can lay in the Megillah the whole Chodesh. First is going away to, I don't know, wherever you want to go, and they're not going to have a Megillah, but the other, you can lay in the Megillah, even Aleph Adar, Adar Beis. But certainly, Yud Aleph, and indeed the Gemara, you can lay in the Megillah according to the certain rules. It's, and also, we know that Purim is compared to Shavuos. Shavuos is Matan Torah. Purim is Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. And just like on Shavuos, there were three days that preceded Shloish Esimei Hagbola, 3 days of preparation that preceded the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Likewise, there are 3 days of preparation that precede Purim. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So today, so to speak, is the Shloish Esimei Hagbola of Purim, which occurs on Yud Aleph. Kimu v'kiblu kimu mashe kiblu kvar. I want to discuss with you the issue of repeating the pasuk in this parsha Zohar. We say the pasuk says Timcha as Zecher Amalek. So many people are familiar with the custom that is advised by the Mishnah Berurah to repeat not just Zecher but Zecher Amalek. Let me read for you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. It all comes from the Mishnah Berurah. We live in a generation today. He actually says in the Sefer Mu'adim L'Simcha, is a very, I have two svarim that talk about this at length. Mu'adim L'Simcha. And this sefer here called Simchas Hamoadim. Isn't that interesting? What a coincidence! They both have almost the same name in reverse. Moadim l'Simcha, Simchas Hamoadim. The same shorish in reverse. Two different svarim. They both have a very nice piece on this inyan of repeating Zecher and Zohar. But let me read you exactly what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes it here. Word for word, the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tafresh Pei Hei, Sifkat Yitches, Kosav Da. You should know, you should be aware. The Yesh Oimim, there are those who say, doesn't say who these Yesh Oimim are, which we'll discuss, Shetzarech Likros, Zecher Amalek Bitzerei. There are two dots, Zecher. The Yesh Oimim, there are others, mysterious creatures out there who say Shetzach Likros Zecher Amalek Besegel. The Alkein Mehanachon, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it is proper Mehanachon Sheyikre Shnehem Lotzeis Yidei. I don't know what this means. Yidei Yud Shin. What's Yud Shin stand for? Yidei Lotzeis Yidei Yud Shin. Maybe there's a mistake. I don't know. Maybe there's a mistake here. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, we have to go look it up. I don't pay attention to that. Yud Shin Adkan. To do both. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, very interestingly, probably on purpose, he did not tell anyone how to do it. He did not tell you, should you learn the entire pasuk twice to go back in the whole pasuk, or should you just learn the expression, or just that we'll discuss in a few moments. Where does this come from? So many people want to say that it goes back to the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah was a very big fan of the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah quotes very often the Gra. He's very, very much in for what?
Kesov Zos, that's what the Gra
says.
He darshes the Pasuk, Kesov Zos, he
yeah.
The Simba Zay Yoshua.
Yeah.
In other words, write it, but whisper it in his ear.
Make sure he gets it right. Make sure he gets it right. The Mishnah Berurah was very influenced by the Gra. The Gra, what did the Gra do? So in Sefer Maserav, it says, Maserav was a record of all of the Gra's customs, an FBI investigation. This was the NSA report on the Gra. That's what Maserav is. The Gra, he said, Zecher, with two, it's double segel. Now, by the way, before you go further, I just want to give you the terminology. The terminology that's used by all the Mepharshim is six dots, sheish nekudos, versus chomesh nekudos. They don't say, Tzerei and Segol, they don't use those terms. Chomesh Nekudos and Shesh Nekudos. Chomesh Nekudos means 2 plus 3. Zei, Tzerei, Cher, Secher, the Chof has five. When you have six Nekudos, it means two, a double segel, which is six. Okay, so it says in Sinai Sarav that the Gra, he read Zecher. And they had to listen very carefully. I don't know if it has Havar to be sure he said Zecher. Problem is, Rav Chaim, there's a rec from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that the Gra, he knows as a fact, I'll read you, there's an Eidus from Rav Chaim Volozhin, Asher Shoma Mipi Kodosh Hagra, Shekora B'chomesh Nekudos. Not so. That when the Gra was young, in his early years, he read Zecher. V'hainu Zecher B'tzeri, V'ulai, the Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, V'ulai, oh, but it says in my Seraph, V'ulai bizikhnuso, in his old age, he changed his mind. He changed to chozabo, he changed to say zecha. So it's not a lot of things like the Gra. A lot of chilukides, is it yiskadelvi, yiskadesh, yiskadalvi, yiskadash? You can fight forever on this. What did the Gra do? There are different testimony both ways. It could be that he changed in his lifetime, he changed it one way. So this is what we have, Maisrav, zecher. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah, but the problem is it appears that 99% of all ancient Sidurim and tradition, the way we hear people speak, is Zecher, with its Seire. And in fact, there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk is the other Pasukim in the Torah where we have the word Zecher. Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. The word Zecher is always used. It's always used in reference with the Tzere. There are numerous psukim, and it's always a Tzere. So why should this be different? So obviously, the Mishnah Berurah, way the Mepharshim who knew of the Chofetz Chaim, his Mahalachim, and writing the Mishnah Berurah, they feel the Mishnah Berurah was forced to write this because the Minhag HaOlam is Zecher. And that's what it says in all of the Sidurim, all the oldest Sidurim that were in existence. Not all of them. There are. They do have found out today some Sidurim where they found early Sidurim where Itaka says Zecher. But in the most, by and large, 95%, maybe even more, it's Zecher. But yet, the Gra, Maaseh Rav, it says that he said Zecher. So the Mishnah Berurah, being that he was very loyal to the Gra, he was very much influenced by the Gra, the Chofetz Chaim said, so you do both. Now, the observation that's made from Rav Chaim Volozhin, he makes this point, very powerful point in the Maariv L'Simcha, is that the Gra didn't do both. The Gra only did one at a time. The Gra either he did Zecher, and the Zehu, or he did Zecher. This new idea, this whole ceremony that we've become so accustomed to, of Zecher and Zecher, the Gra didn't go for this. If the Gra had a suffix, wasn't sure, so the Gra also should have done Zecher. The Gra didn't like this business of Zecher, Zecher. Repeat the pasuk, repeat the expression, repeat the phrase. You just do one thing, v'zehu. What the Mishnah Berurah has done, it's a novelty. It's a novelty that you can get up and lane, and you can do both. B'shasna, one shy, you can do both. Because the Gra didn't even do that. The Gra just dusted one or the other. Okay, so that's a very interesting point. And by the way, it's not ma'akev, that everyone agrees. Mm-hmm. If you go to shul on the Balkor, only wants to do one, not do the other. The only does one, not the other. There's no question, you have to fulfill your obligation. It's not ma'akev, but the Mishnah Berurah says to do both. Now, not all communities have accepted this custom of the Mishnah Berurah. There are many Hasidish communities. I'm not familiar with all the names of all these different sons and all these different things he brings down. Many of them had their tradition. They're very strong to their tradition. They didn't have the Mishnah Berurah. They didn't follow his derech, and they do one thing. They're in Makbi, they only say Zecher, and there are some communities that only say Zecher. They don't do this.
What does the Tikkun say?
The Tikkun says that all the Tikkunim today say Zecher. They all say Zecher. I told you, that's tradition. That one was bothering the Mishnah Berurah because tradition is Zecher. And all over in the Chumash,
the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you should stop and say the whole process.
He doesn't say what to do. That became a whole new Shulchan Aruch, what to do. He just says you should do both. He says a Yerushalayim should do both. Okay, so this now, where does it, what could be some of the issues? Before we go into what we do, what could be a Makar? Now, this is a very interesting Makar. It comes from a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us about Yoav. Yoav went, and he went to war against Edom for a period of time. And in this battle, it says in the part, the Gemara in Masech, the Bava Basra, Nafchof Aleph, Kisheshes Chodoshim Yoshav Yoav V'chol Yisrael Ad Hichris Kol Zecher called Zohor, every male be'edom. Okay, so it says that Yovi went to battle, and Sefer Shmuel went to battle, he went to Edom, David sent him, and he wiped out all the males. Edom includes Amalek, and he only wiped out the males, all the Zohor be'edom. When he came back to David, what's going on? I got a report from the battlefield that you left over the women and children. So he's, what do you do? You're supposed to obliterate them. It says in the pasuk, "Timcha zecher Amalek," the remembrance of Amalek. Amalei, he says, David, "Siv timcha zecher Amalek." Amalei. So Yov said, "What? When I went to Cheder, it's a Gemara. My Rebbe said to me, Vanan zochor komatz komatz." Not five dots, right. Not six dots, no dots, no dots. Komatz, komatz. A komatz, you should know, really, a komatz is really a line and a dot.
Right.
Okay, we don't today in our prints, but the way in Kabbalah, it's a line with a dot. So it's two dots. Anan zocher karinan. My version was zocher. Amalan anan zocher karinan. So what did he do? He went to his Rebbe. He went to his Rebbe and he asked his Rebbe in Cheder, what did you teach me? When I went to Cheder and I asked you, when you taught us Timcha Zecher Amalek, did you teach us Zecher or did you teach us Zohar? Why but only the males? Ozal Shail the Rabbi Amalek, he ach akrisan Amalek. So he said to him, Zohar. I taught you Zohar. I taught you double komatz. Shokal safsira lemiktale. Yoav took out a sword and he killed his Rebbe. He stabbed his Rebbe. Tichsev oror osem meleches Hashem remia. Can you imagine, after all that, the Rebbe, after he get paid peanuts, and he deals with all these difficult parents. When you come into PTA, the rule is you have to check in your weapon. You have to check in your weapon because of this Maimon Chazal, because the Rebbe of Yoav, Yoav went and he murdered his Rebbe because his Rebbe taught him the wrong thing, and that led to a tragedy where he only wiped out the males, he left over the females. Oysem Meleches Hashem Remiah. Okay, so the question over here is, now the question over here is, how exactly did the Rebbe make such a mistake? How could it be that the Rebbe's teaching of Yoav? This is the royal family. Yoav was the nephew of David. This was the royal family. Can it really be that he made such a mistake? So first of all, by the way, the Bach. When did the Bach live? How long old did the Bach? Anyone know when the Bach lived?
600 years
ago? How long ago? Bach?
Oh, the Bach.
There wasn't a Rishon, no. It must be like 200 years. So the Bach in the Hagos, he writes that, Anan, he writes beferish that we have it Zecher, the Rebbe, he puts in the dots, and he writes with it Tzerei, and the Rebbe taught him with the Komat. So by the way, incidentally, we learned that the Bach, which lived probably about 200 years ago, he learned that the proper way to read before the Chavetz Chaim was Zecher Amalek, not Zecher Amalek. Okay, that's just an interesting point, that the Bach on the side of the Gemara, Baba Basra, makes it very clear, the Bach came before the Chavetz Chaim, and the Bach says that he made a mistake. He should have taught him Zecher, and instead of saying Zecher, he taught him Zohar, which is totally wrong. But he says that what it would have been right, not Zecher, but Zohar. So the question is, how could it be that the Rebbe of Yoav, who was a very holy person, made such a mistake? So so someone being a raya from this maisa, this story, it can be a raya both ways, if the real way is Zecher, or the real way is Zecher. Now, what are the two rayas? Both ways. So let's go one at a time. There is a pasuk in the Torah, by Matan Torah, Vatal Ashano, the smoke, Vayal Ashano, Eshen HaKivshan. Like the smoke of the Kivshan. Now, what does the word Eshen mean? Eshen is smoke. How do you say the word in its as a noun? Just go Oshan. What is it? A double komatz. Oshan. But we find in the Torah that when it's used in a sentence, Vayal Ashano, Ke'eshen HaKivshan.
Right, it's connected,
exactly. It's connected. It's being used as part of a sentence. So the Medach, I don't know anything about Diktik, but the Medachtikim show from this that when you have a word in its purest form, in its unadulterated form, which is Zohar, which is Ashan, the word in its pure, unadulterated form is Ashan, a double comma, it's Ashan. When it's being used in a sentence, can be transformed into a double segel. Vayal Ashano Ke'eshen, what's wrong? Ke'eshen
HaKivshan. Because that doesn't follow consistently before it becomes Efer. It doesn't.
But you do see an example of where it's not a violation of grammar. It could be. So therefore, there's a sefer called Piras. So if everyone quotes the back of the Gemara, Piras Yosef. The back of the Gemara, Al-Asar, he says, you know what happened? The Rebbe, you know why, the Rebbe taught Yoav was a medactic. He was a bucky in grammar. And he taught him, Timche es Zecher Amalek. And because he was a genius, and since he knows all the rules of grammar, and the word is zecher, the komatz and the segel are interchangeable. So since my Rebbe said timcha is zecher amalek, a double segel is equivalent to a double komatz at times. So zecher also means zohar, males. Only the males, not the females. That is what allowed him to make this mistake. So what do we learn from this, the Paris Yosef said? We learn that the real way to say the word Zecher, the real is to say Zecher, not Zecher. Because if the Rebbe would have taught the Talmud Yoav that it says in the Pasuk, Timche es Zecher Amalek, there is no way in the world Yoav would have made a mistake to think that it means the males. Because there's no way you can exchange the word Zecher for Zohar. It's impossible. But if the Rebbe would have taught him Timche es Zecher Amalek, and since we know that in grammar, a double segel can sometimes be exchanged for a double komatz, that's where he got confused, and he thought it means you shall wipe out only the males, not the females. So here we have a raya from this gemara. We have to try to minimize the mistake. We can't assume that the mistake was so broad that the Talmud Yoav didn't listen to the Rebbe. It can't be. Has to be some logic to the mistake. We always try to do that. It's a raya. The proper way to say is zecher, not zoch. That's one approach. Now let me give you another approach. And this is a Rashi. Everyone loves to quote this Rashi, even though most of us don't understand one word of the Rashi that deals with Diktuk. But here is a Rashi everyone all of a sudden gets very excited about. It's in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasik Lamed Hey, Bereshis. And Bereshis, talking about the dreams of Paro and Yosef's interpretation. Yosef is giving advice to Paro. Paro, the Yikbitsu, you shall gather es kol Ochel. It's the Mila El. But how do you say the word Ochel?
Okay.
The Segel. Ochel. So Rashi all of a sudden gives us a grammar lesson. Rashi says the word Ochel is a noun.
A noun.
And when you have a noun, then you put a Segel underneath the Chof. Now Rashi didn't know from Segel, he didn't know from Tseri. Rashi had a whole different vocabulary to define the dots. That's why I told you this becomes very confusing because this vernacular of a segel, a komatz, a tsere, a cholam, these are modern terms. In Rashi, going back, what is it, 700 years? 900 years, oh, Gival, 900 years, right, 1056, 1096. Going back 900 years, Rashi didn't know from this modern terminology. Rashi had his own vocabulary. That's why it's very confusing. When you learn Diktik Rashi's, you have to right away have a chart to know how to convert between Rashi's, the way he refers to Nekudos, the way we refer. So let me read what it says over here in this Rashi. And this Rashi opens up for us a whole new interpretation of the Gemara, which would be a Raya, that it's not Zecher, but it's really Zecher. What's the Raya? It says, Ochel, Pasik Lamed, what was Lamed Hey? It's called Ochel. Shem Dover Hu. The word Ochel is a noun, the name of an object. Lefichach Tamo Ba'alef. That's why the Tam is the, it's Mila El. Ochel. It's not Ochel. ochel, tamo, the emphasis is on the aleph, the nakud, and the nikudus are bepatach katan. What's a patach katan? A patach is a line. A line. But patach katan. A patach katan, a small patach, is what Rashi call, what we call a segel. That's why it's ochel. The vowel is a segel. Rashi calls a segel a patach katan. Figure that out. That if you just say ah in a shortened form, it's equivalent to saying eh. I don't know how this works. It's too confusing for me, but that's how it is. That's Rashi. Then he goes further. The ochel. But let's say you have the word ochel. Sometimes you have the word ochel as a verb. How is it shaykh that the word ochel is a verb? Shupoel. It's a verb. Kigon. Ki kol ochel chelef. Any individual that eats fat, he's chayev karis. Ki kol, how do you say the word? Ki kol ochel. It's milara. You put the emphasis on the end, the chof, ochel. And what's the nikud in our vernacular? The tzere. Less man the pollock. You're not going to find anyone that disagrees. Ki kol ochel. Tzere. So what's the nikud for ochel? Ki kol ochel chelev. Tamo b'chof. The emphasis is on the chof. The nokud. What kind of vowel do you put under the chof? So what's Rashi's vernacular? Komatz katan. The way Rashi defines a tsere, the two dots, is with the term komatz katan. Komatz katan. So therefore, many want to suggest that the Rebbe of Yoav told Yoav, Yoav is a very important word here. It says, Timche ezecher amolek. And don't ever forget, that underneath the Zion, it's a komatz katan. Yoav wasn't listening 100%. He only heard the komatz. He didn't hear the katan. And that's why he made a mistake. Zohar instead of zecher. So what do we learn? If you want to take this approach to make sense of the mistake, the real way to pronounce the word is zecher. The Rebbe said in komatz katan. Komatz katan is two dots. Zecher amolek. He made a mistake and he thought it was a komatz gadol, a regular komatz, which is zocher amolek. So you see, you can take one Gemara and you can go this way and you can go that way. You can bring a raya from the Gemara that either the real makar should be zecher, the real makar. What?
Do we have a makar?
No, we don't have a makar for zecher.
Where does this whole...
I told you, the Bais Saraf. You know, that's
so
what many...
Before that, there's no...
There is one old chumash he brings down in one of the Svarim over here. They found one of ancient chumash when they start putting chumashim where it says zecher. Who says over time, you really know over time there is a element of decay and who knows? Supposedly, in the Aleppo Codex, it says zecher. It says Zecher. Now, the level codex in the Chumash Chumash Torah doesn't exist. It's been either destroyed in a fire or was stolen by many people. The CIA and the Mossad are still looking for it. According to latest reports, there's a hunt. And even before that, there was very limited access. Exactly was it said. It was only done through intermediaries, Arab intermediaries, which who knows if they were very careful to know to pick up exactly. And also, you have to realize it's probably 1,000 years old, so you have to really know if a little dot or a lack of a dot, how accurate it is. I'm sure there are many different issues. Who knows what it is? But supposedly, in the Aleppo Codex, it said Zecher Amalek, not Zecher.
So the zecher is
an obus. I told you at the very beginning, it all comes from the Gra. The Maiserav. The Maiserav. The Ezik Nuso said zecher.
But if they want to put pshat in this seat on this Gemara about Yoav,
yeah,
then they make the story of zecher go back to...
Right, they do. Now the truth is, he shows over here, okay, it's a very important thing.
That's very good for his point that he wants to prove it.
It's not. It goes back, and the proof is it goes back to the Rashba and the Yad Ramah. Okay, believe it or not, it's a shocking thing. People don't know. People make light of this whole thing. It's Yad Ramah. These are Rishonim. So when did these Rishonim? When did the Rashba live? A little bit later, about 100 years after the Rashi.
So what does he say?
He says Seferish Segel. He says Zeich Ramal. He talks about the law Yov, and he says Segel, and the Yad Ramah Beferish says. Oh no, he said wait. Let me.
He said this only for.
That's another. You've opened up another whole discussion. There are two, three places. There is a b'shalach, and also what should you do on Parshas Kiseitze? So in a Chanami, there are many chiluk ideas. You'll be shocked to go through some of it. But let me say, this goes back, really, it dates back to machlokes between the Rashba and the Yad Ramah. So it's not, the Gra is only how many years? 200? 300 years, the Gra. 300 years. And you want to find some Siddurim, so maybe you'll find a Siddur. I don't even find a Siddur more than 400 years old. You'll find a Siddur, maybe had the Segel, and the Siddur is not Ag Mukhruch on the Siddur. Okay, the Aleppo Codex is at least 1,000 years old. But you have over here, we're showing him, we're dealing over here 600-700 years ago, and they say the first Machlokes, Yad Ramah and Rashba, is it should be a Segel or should be a Siddur. Now let's say we're going to say both. So what should you do? Now look very quick. There's a very beautiful Reb Chaim. There's a very beautiful Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, everyone knows this, we heard this. If you have an Esrog, you have two Esrog in front of you. One Esrog is gorgeous. You never saw such an Esrog. But there's a suffix on its yichus. It's a suffix in some yichus. And then you have another, a shvacha maisis, it's a shvacha Esrog, but it's in the yichus. So which one should you make the bracha upon? So the famous Zvar from the Rav Chaim Halevi, you make the bracha on the beautiful Esrog first. Why? Because you only get one chance to do the mitzvah. And you only get one chance to do the mitzvah right if you take the one that's Shvach, you for sure mekayim the mitzvah. Now you'll take the other Esrog, it's too late to be mekayim the hiddur. Since you're already mekayim the mitzvah, you can't go back in time and now be Mekayim. But on the tzad that the beautiful Esrog is in the Yuchis, on that tzad you'll be Mekayim the mitzvah together with the Hiddur. So some want to take this Maisa, this Halach from Rav Chaim, they want to translate it into this question when you say Zecher Amalek and Zecher Amalek. And some question, which one should you say first? Or should you repeat the Pasuk? Now, most poskim are very clear, you should not repeat the pasuk. You should just repeat it. Whenever you go to a Balkor, he makes a mistake, can you imagine? He goes through, and he makes a mistake, you make him go back, and repeat the whole pasuk. Every pasuk, make a mistake, repeat the whole pasuk. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Even if, okay, let's say there's no shemos, not dealing with shemos. Let's say he makes a mistake at the end of the pasuk. Oh, you made a mistake at the end of the pasuk. So you just repeat the mistake. There's only one word that's right. There's only one word. If you're going to repeat the pasuk, you're giving too much legitimacy to a mistake. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. There's only one word. It's either zecher or zecher. We don't know what it is. So one is a mistake. So to repeat the pasuk is giving to. So most poskim say you should bedavka not repeat the pasuk, because repeating the pasuk is you just repeat the word. Now which should you say first? So that's a very tough question. What do you hold to be the ikar? And there's another machlekes apaskim. Some say the ikar is zecher. And the one that we're just doing, Liyeser Se'es, is Zecher. So that means, what should we really do first? Think about it, and when we're about Balkare, you should make the mistake. Which is the one? The wrong one first. Right? Because you want to go, that's the way we do it. Nice in the Chol Yom, right? When a Balkare makes a mistake.
Then only if you repeat both words.
Only both words.
Sentences.
No. Even if you only repeat the word or the phrase.
You know, how many times has a Balkara they corrected and he was right?
No, I'm not talking about where he's wrong. I'm talking about where he's wrong. So what do you do first? So here we have a Machlokes HaPoskim. I think Lubavitch, if I'm not mistaken, Lubavitch holds that you should say the one that's wrong first. If you hold the Ikar is, most of us hold the Ikar is, we go with the tradition that Zecher is correct. I think also he has a scientific study, Jordan Penkower. Professor Jordan Penkower is famous for this. So he has done a scientific study to determine that the correct version should be Zecher, not Zecher. So let's say you hold whatever is the correct one, it should be Zecher. So you should do the first one wrong, Zecher Amalek, and then Zecher. But that's not the Minhag HaOlam. Minhag HaOlam is you do what's right first, and then you do what is L'machner, we do Zecher. Halacha L'maaseh, Rav Moshe and Rabbi Belsky and many other Gedolim, they say the right thing to do is not to say the word twice, because then it sounds like Timcheh, you should obliterate as Zecher, zecher, the remembrance of the nails. If you repeat just the word twice, you can make a mistake and think it means you shall obliterate as zecher, the remembrance of the nails. Zecher, zecher. That's not what you wanted to say. So you shouldn't say the whole pasuk twice. That's not right either. You should say the expression. Timcha as zecher Amalek. Timcha as Zecher Amalek, or the other way around. Those who want to take the story from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik with the Eshrog, they say for that person you only have one chance to do it right. I don't really know how that, I don't really get it 100%. They just repeat the whole pasuk, because by repeating the pasuk, it's like you're starting new. It's you give you're not that it's you want to. In most yeshivas today, the minig, I don't know why, if it's just crept in by mistake or they do it deliberately, they repeat the entire pasuk.
Yeah, that's what they are.
They repeat the whole pasuk. Why? I don't know. That's what they do. I think it's a newer thing. It's a new trend. It definitely used to be you just repeat the expression, Tincha, Zecha, Tincha, Zecha, Ramosha, the Pharisee writes, that's what you should do, and all the Gedolim write just the expression, not the pasuk. But the yeshivas, they repeat the pasuk. I don't know why. Now, what about Parashas B'Shalach? When you lay in, do you repeat that? So many say you shouldn't, because that's not a laning deraita. It's only a laning the Rabbanan. What about Parashas Kiseitzeh? It's Rav Moshe, this is in the 8th Chelek. Many things in the 8th Chelek are suspect. In the 8th Chelek of Igus Moshe. But Rav Moshe writes, you should. He says, in Parashas Kiseitzeh, you should also repeat it twice. That's what he writes. The Minhag HaOlam is not. So Minhag HaOlam is not. The Minhag HaOlam is only, at least among most of us, is only to repeat it. It's enough to repeat it. Once you're going to start repeating, there's no end to what you're going to start repeating. To repeat it just Parsha Zachar, and the only Mikra Din it appears is correct, just the expression. Okay, unless there's a tradition, the yeshivas repeat the entire pasuk.
You said it was the Rashba, right?
Yeah.
So the Rashba is the only Rishon that talks about it?
And the Yad Ramah.
But the Yad Ramah is basking with him?
No, disagrees.
So you have only one
Two Rishonim. Two Rishonim that debate this issue. All right.